Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Para sa karamihan, pagkainip ang dala ng quarantine dahil sa COVID-19. Pero para sa ilan, ito na ang perfect buwelo para muling balikan ang mga bagay na nagbibigay ng saya. Gaya na lang ng na-layoff na international student na si Maria Hertueza. Sa halip na magmukmok, ginamit ang bakanting oras para muling balikan ang kinagigiliwan niyang gawin, ang pagbe-bake ng natatanging flower cakes. Bago nagkaroon ng krisis sa COVID-19, ano yung naging trabaho mo?
So, dito po sa Sydney, first work ko po, na-hire po ako as part-time branch manager sa isang cafe or takeaway shop sa CBD po.
Part-time dahil ano yung sinasabay mo sa pagtatrabaho?
Studying po. I was studying my master's in business administration, specializing in managing and leading people. Or on management, connected din po siya.
Alright. So, nangyari ang COVID-19, ang krisis na ito. Paano ka naapektuhan?
So like any other international students po or even yung ibang Australians, hospitality industry severely hit since meron tayong restrictions, so less na yung taong traffic na pumapasok and takeaway na lang. So yung company ko po, they started laying off from probably 10-12 staffs, it's down to 4. Yung kailangan na lang nila is just the kitchen, even the owners are working just for the company to survive. So, loss of job, yun po yung primary, ano, especially sa hospitality industry.
How did you take it?
At first, it's sad kasi it's being an international student po, it's part-time income which would help, you know, daily expenses. But at the same time, I couldn't really do anything about it since it's global, it's a pandemic. And, you know, I understand on the business side that they needed to do smart decisions for them to survive po.
Okay, so ano ang una mong ginawa upon finding out?
Nung nalaman ko po, I tried to apply online for any job opening sa grocery shop. But then, I think they tried to prioritize, you know, the locals in hiring them. So it was difficult para makapasok. So what I did is, I tried to be active again in the Nameless Baker. This is my Instagram account. I started in Manila po and tried to post some cakes and other breads. Just to have an extra income for the meanwhile po.
At what point did you realize that maybe it's time to revisit, no? Yung sinabi mo nga, so may Instagram ka dati sa Manila.
So I think passion outweighs talent. So if you really like doing it, baking, you know, decorating, it's something na gustong-gusto mo siya gawin, then it's not difficult for you to do every day. So parang hindi siya work if you're making it or baking.
Meron bang nagbigay sa'yo ng inspiration to try to get back to it? You know, baking and just or pursuing your passion.
Opo, since I have plenty of time na nasa bahay lang ako, I needed to do something productive at the same time na even though na my parents would have sustained the tuition fee and this, but since global yung pandemic, is something that we have to understand na sa Pilipinas, if our parents have their own businesses or working, pero naapektuhan din sila, that would have an impact then for us who are studying abroad. So I was thinking, I can do something, bake something. Since a few of my classmates dito na rin po made some comments na to do the cakes, to do some bread. From there on, nag-start yung ano. So I can offer the ubi pandesal, which is quite a hit right now po.
Gaano katagal bago mo sinubukan?
I think it would just jump right on it. But naging baker ka na for quite some while. And then you would see that opportunity. Parang madali na lang siya mag-jump in. I can take whatever na nangyari, something negative into something positive. At the same time, it would benefit me to have an extra income. And then since I'm no longer working, I have parang ample time at home. So yun na po yung parang cue ko na I could start rebaking again, do the cakes again.
Okay, what was the first product you baked since COVID?
Since COVID, flower cake po. I gifted my friend here. Kasi he wanted to try, so I decided to make flower cake. It's been a while, siguro. I think it's almost a year and a half since I started baking cakes, the flower cake. It was nice. It's a very familiar feeling po.
So what satisfaction do you get out of, you know, coming up with creations or like yung mga ganyang produkto na yun ang sabi mo will not only benefit you, but it's also a bit uplifting, di ba? Kumaga parang it makes you forget yung masamang nangyari.
I think yung one of the rewards of baking or being a home baker, parehas ko po. When I was in Manila, I have clients who ordered flower cake for their boyfriends, girlfriends, and eventually it lead up to kakasal na sila, a wedding cake, and then a first birthday cake. So being a part of their celebration po, it's like having a family or a close connection. And in some way, nakakapagbigay ka ng kind of joy for them that you are celebrating with them and knowing that you did, you know, a cake for them made out of passion, dedication, and love. Yun po, yun yung parang overwhelming. Kahit na po kasi na lumipat ako here in Sydney for the studies, I still have my followers na would ask me, kailan ka uwi na Manila? Or mag-2 years old na yung baby ko? Or I'm pregnant? So somehow parang meron akong naging imprint sa mga clients ko in a way. So yun po yung very parang feeling part of being a baker.
And your IG account is?
The Nameless Baker PH. Hindi po ako makaisip ng name for
the
years
Nameless
and years.
Baker PH.
I was lucky enough kasi some of my clients, merong kukonti po na they have relatives in relatives here in Sydney. And when they saw me posting again, they sent me a DM asking me if I can deliver. So dun po nag-start. And then another thing, I also very overwhelmed and very thankful ako sa support ng Filipino community. There's a Filipino group in Facebook, Filipino AU, I believe, ang name nila, who I tried posting there if anyone is interested with bread. The response was overwhelming. So yung continued support ng kapwa Pilipino, they would order, they would support. So dun ko po nakuha yung market ko back here for Sydney po.
Do you see yourself continuing this even after, you know, when things normalize?
Yes, I would. It's something that I really love to do and I'd never get tired of doing it. So I'm hoping in the future po, I would have my own little cafe, you know, takeaway shop with my cakes and some pastries and coffees. Hopefully in the future, yun po yung dream or ina-inspire ko po.
Okay, so ano naman ang naituro sa'yo ng COVID? You know, if you were to reflect on everything that happened.
I think first and foremost, you need to be resilient sa mga changes na nangyayari. We need to adapt, especially for us students. Dapat alam natin paano i-handle yun or paano yung outlook natin towards the changes like losing the job. I know it's difficult. It's not always a happy day every day. There are days na talagang mahirap siya. But then we need to think positive. Think of siguro what we have currently have as of the moment. We're here, we're studying. And then from then on, we can try to be for ways na pwede natin ma-maximize yung time natin. At the same time, related in line din siya sa gusto natin gawin. And then, isolation is very difficult, especially if you're away from family. But on the other side, it gives you enough time na to do things na hindi mo siya nagagawa because we're too busy working.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.